Oh my God, I got shot. Ooh. Hey, everybody. It is me. Stu McAllister with me, as always, are the dogs. I got Wean Dog next to me on the couch. Sadie Dog is somewhere. The cats are somewhere. I heard one of them puking just as I'm about to start the podcast. If anyone would like to take some dogs and some cats, free. Just fucking take them. I don't need them. You can have them. But how was your day, everybody? How was your day? Was it good? Was it fun? Was it exciting? Oh my God, Becky. I hope it was. Why? Because today is motherfucking eclipse day. 2020 Quattro. Hopefully it was a good day burning your eyeballs out. If you didn't burn your eyeballs out, have a beer, go to bed, wake up, and tomorrow is Tuesday. And you won't be able to see anything, but maybe you'll be drunk. That'll be all right. So it was the eclipse day. Holy fuck. Did you guys get to see it? Did you get to partake in it? Were you in the path of totality? Were you? No. I'm not going to lie, everybody. Oh, if you're new to the podcast, I'm Stu McAllister, the host. I was a comedian for a long time, a social worker for a longer time, and now I make mistakes. Today, I worked. So I was working when the eclipse happened. I don't know, what time did it happen? Like 2 o'clock, 2:30, something like that? I don't fucking know. I don't really care. Was I excited about it? No. I am not. I was not. Why? I don't know. Shit happens. We've lived through an eclipse before. There's going to be another total eclipse in 20 years. Will I be around for it? Fucking hopefully not. Dear God. No. Apparently it's going to go through like North Dakota and Montana, shit like that. Whatever. I don't care. But a lot of people do. And you know what? If you do care, good for fucking you. Good for you. I know a lot of people went on trips. They fucking took a trip to wherever to see it. I'm originally from Buffalo, New York. Apparently that was in the path of totality. A lot of people were fucking making treks to Buffalo, the Niagara Falls region. A friend of mine back home was worried about stuff. She thought, she was saying, according to the news, that it was going to be like fucking crazy nonsense. Now, I don't understand why that would be. It's just assholes trying to fucking look up into the sky for like 4 minutes or whatever the hell it was. I don't know why that would create fucking chaos and madness, but whatever. Who am I? But then she reported that shockingly it was not. And I was like, really? It wasn't? Okay, great. Did anything weird or goofy happen near you? Because again, people were, conspiracy theorists were believing like Russia was going to do shit, China was going to do shit. And I'm like, what the fuck are they going to do? It's the goddamn moon going in front of the sun. I don't think there's fucking anything that would prevent America from figuring shit out. Oh my God, what the fuck's going on? Why is it getting so dark? Oh my God, it must be China. It must be Chicken of China, the Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain starts thinking. Watching X-Files when the light's on, like Donna Mae's on. I hope the smoking man, fuck. I hope the smoking man is in this one. Shit. Goddamn bare naked ladies fucking me up. I was outside when it was happening, I think. I was way up north in Michigan, and it was pretty cloudy out. But there were people around me who were all excited. So I looked up and I burned my retinas out. I can now no longer see, everybody. I can no longer see. If only I had had those 25-cent sunglasses that would have protected my eyeballs. Now, how do those things protect your eyeballs? What's so secret about them? I mean, it looks like the kind of shit you get out of a cereal box. Am I wrong? Whatever. So it's over. We lived. Nothing happened, right? I mean, you survived. I survived. We're all good to go. We're all fucking fine. Some people took pictures. It's fucking great. A lot of people took pictures of clouds because that's all they saw. Great. Whatever. I don't care. Am I a curmudgeon? Sure, I'll own it. I had to fucking work. I made a crack about how following or watching the eclipse was one of the whitest things you could do, up there with pickleball and putting fruit in your Jello mold. Right? Now, I'm going to say this. In all of my social media scrolling today, I did not see one single person who was not white comment about the fucking total eclipse. Not one. Everybody was fucking white. So what does that tell you? Tells you that it is an all-white fucking thing, or I only know white people. Which could very well be the case. I only know white people. But I did not see any people who were non-white get all excited about it. Why? Because, I don't know, how does it affect your life in any kind of way? It doesn't. Like I said, I had to fucking work. I worked a 14-hour day today. Motherfucker, I was up at work at 5, and I was at work until fucking 7. It's too goddamn long. That's too fucking long. But I did what I needed to do. Now, I don't know if it's because it's Monday or because the total eclipse was happening or what, but I dealt with some dumb motherfuckers. I deal with dumb motherfuckers every fucking day. Now, this dumb motherfucker was at the store that we deal with, at the Luzerne Party Store. Good old Luzerne. I'm assuming that's how you say the name. It's L-U-Z-E-R-N-E, right? It would be Luzerne, or unless they say it's Luzerne. Luzerne? Anyway, I was like, hey, bitch. I want to sell you 3 cases. I'm selling you this, this, and this. This is how much it's going to cost. And I'm like, you guys have written me a check. Can you write me a check? Sure, I can write you a check. I'm like, great. She's like, I'm going to need an invoice. And I'm like, okay. And I gave her the number. And she's like, I don't need the number. I need the invoice. And I was like, well, yeah, bitch. I'm going to fucking give you an invoice. But I got to go through the process of the tablet. I got to put your fucking check number and everything in. Have you ever fucking dealt with somebody who's just so fucking dumb that you're kind of astounded by the stupidity? Have you guys ever purchased something and then you were not at least offered a receipt? It's the same concept. I'm giving you the invoice, lady, but we got to go through the fucking process. If I'm giving you a fucking invoice number, you're going to get the fucking invoice. It is not that fucking difficult. There's a tablet here and there's a printer here. I'm not doing it on paper. Apparently, we're not fucking cavemen anymore who are completely fucking bewildered by eclipses. Ugh, fucking hell. So, yeah, just stupidity, but I fucking won't get into it. It was a long fucking day. And this podcast will be short as a result. But you know what won't be short? The live podcast coming up this Saturday. Saturday, April 13th, over at the Knights of Columbus on Muskegon Avenue, just south of Leonard, over there on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. It's from 7 to 9 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. It's going to be a real hoot nanny. We're going to fucking do the current event quiz, maybe play some games, do a fucking Coleslaw Taste Test. Fucking Graham Van Bock will be there. Matt Harper will be there. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Now, it's free, but we are going to try to raise some funds for Figs and Friends and Animal Rescue here in Grand Rapids. I'm going to be bringing some items for a silent auction. All that cocktail shit you fucking weirdos gave me. I think I might have a Elemental Podcast t-shirt. I'm going to have a Bring Back Jarts t-shirt. We're going to have a whole lot of shit. And Mark from Bare Boards and Tables is mailing me something. I don't know what he made, but he made me something. He asked me for my address, and he's mailing it out. Hopefully, he gets here by Saturday. It should. But we will see. So hopefully you guys can make it out. Like I said, it's free. There will be no food. So if you want to bring some food, bring some food. And if you bring booze, be sneaky, sneaky about it. Okay? You guys hear what I'm saying? Put it in a cooler or a flask. You know, that kind of thing. Because they got a liquor license there. But I don't think there's going to be like no bartender or anybody there. So it's going to be us. Weird, right? So it'll be a good time. Super duper good time. Super duper good time. All right. You know what wasn't a good time? Down in Florida, there was some fucking lunatic bitch. Her name was Taylon Nichelle Celestine. What a name. Only 22. But apparently this lady's going to live a rough life. Because she was saying that God was telling her to shoot at people. So she was on the Florida highway just shooting people because God told her to, because of the solar eclipse. Taylon Nichelle Celestine, 22, left her Holmes County motel Monday and told motel staffers that she was directed by God to go on a shooting spree in relation to the total solar eclipse. Even though the Sunshine State was not anywhere near the path of astronomical phenomenon. That seems weird that you're not going to be able to see this shit everywhere. Whatever. She was driving a purple Dodge Challenger, so that tells you right off the bat she's a lunatic. Who the fuck's driving a purple Dodge Challenger? Lunatics. With Georgia plates, she began firing at other vehicles within 5 miles of getting on the highway. Jesus Christ. She's like, well, it's time to go shooting. She allegedly shot at a passing car in the interstate several times. The male driver of the vehicle was grazed by a bullet on the arm and was struck with glass fragments when a bullet shattered his window. He pulled over onto the shoulder of the highway and Celestine just kept on driving. She's like, I can't shoot at a fucking sitting duck. You got to be driving. There's got to be some sort of sport to this. I'm not a fucking animal. The reckless shooter, reportedly armed with both an assault rifle and handgun, kept driving west on I-10 and opened fire on a second vehicle. Now, I've thought about this, everybody. If someone was to start shooting at me, I would just want to ram them with my car, right? Do like, what is that, the old, what is it called, a pivot stop, where you just hit them from behind and you send them flying? Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah. That second driver was shot in the neck. Fucking hell. Celestine continued driving until highway patrol troopers caught up to her and pulled her over. What is this pulling over stuff? You need to fucking ram her, shoot her, something. There's no pulling her over. She was taken into custody without incident. How is that possible? She had two guns. She was booked on charges of attempted murder, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and improper discharge of a firearm. It's unclear which gun she allegedly used to shoot at the other drivers and whether they were obtained illegally. Huh. Crazy, this young lady. She's fucked already. Do you think she's on medication already? Or do you think she's going to soon need to be on medication? Either way, you're like, the dosage needs to be upped. That's all I know. This is the kind of psychopath that you will need to fucking be monitored for the rest of her life. This is like, who's the guy that shot Reagan? Hinckley? John Hinckley? This chick's like John Hinckley. But instead of like trying to impress a fucking preteen Jodie Foster, this chick was fucking getting the word straight from God. God was telling her to fucking blow people away. So I believe that God should be held accountable for his actions. Damn it, God. Fuck, why are you telling her to shoot people? Why are you telling her to drive a purple Charger? I don't understand that. Stupid. All right. This is it. This is an update. Update. This is a fucking update. And then I'm going to go to bed. Did you guys watch WrestleMania yesterday? I fell asleep during it. Well, actually, I fell asleep and then I'm like, I got to go to bed because I got to get up at 4 a.m. So I didn't watch all of it. But this is not an update about WrestleMania. This is an update about Kansas City Chiefs superfan Chiefsaholic. This is the asshole who would wear a wolf costume and with Kansas City Chiefs garb. And he was a super fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, which is fine. Am I a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs? No, absolutely not. But, you know, people can be fans of whatever team they want to be fans of. But this guy not only was a fan of the Chiefs, he also robbed banks. He was a fan of robbing banks. And he would wear the goddamn costume, apparently the same costume, wolf mask, while he was robbing banks. The dude's name is Xavier Babadar. He was ordered to pay Peyton Garcia $1.6 million for losses, $2 million for emotional damages, and $7.2 million in punitive damages in connection with the December 22 robbery of the Tulsa Teachers Federal Credit Union in Bixby, Oklahoma. Now, here's the thing. This motherfucker ain't ever going to pay back shit. Because I know there was a period of time where this guy was claiming that he was, like, homeless and, like, living with his mother or whatever. Total fucking loser. Can't, and that's just because he's a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Babadar was sued in Tulsa County District Court. An Oklahoma judge ordered Babadar to attend the hearing, but a federal judge halted the transfer and ordered Babadar to stay in prison. In part because while the Chiefs fan was out on bail in Oklahoma, he cut off his ankle monitor and fled the state. That's right. This guy was on the lam for a while. What a piece of shit. What a piece of shit. Babadar pled guilty in February to federal charges of money laundering, transporting stolen property across state lines, along with bank robbery. Fucking loser. I hope he never gets up. I hope he never gets to see a Kansas City Chiefs game ever again. That should be penalty enough right there. Do you guys know anybody who is like a super fan? Right? I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. As a Buffalo Bills fan, there are several people that I follow on social media who are super fans. But I was curious if you guys knew any super fans for whatever team you might be a fan of. I'm always curious as to how that came to be, how they created the character, right? Like, why did this guy dress up as a fucking wolf? How'd that happen? So I'm curious. You let me know. I want to know what's going on. But I'm done, everyone. I'm sorry this podcast was short and shit. I'm tired as fuck. My brain's not working appropriately. My brain ain't working appropriately. But if you guys can do me a solid, like the Facebook page, like the Twitter page, that's where you will hear clips of the day. Sent in by listener Jason. He finds a little clip that he thinks is funny, sends it to me, and then I post it. Simple as that. Elemental Podcast, Facebook, Twitter. If you guys could rate, review, subscribe for the freebie, that'd be great. There was recently a Bills Podcast Network that... everybody got let go. They were owned by another media company, Vox Media. Let me see. It was, the company was called Buffalo Rumblings, SB Nation. And SB Nation apparently no longer exists, and they were owned by Vox Network. So a lot of podcasts that I listen to no longer exists unless they get picked up somewhere else, which is unfortunate. I've never heard of a podcast network going under. Very strange. It seems like there is a minimal amount of money you got to pay these dudes. I can't imagine you're paying them very much, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But if you could rate, review, subscribe, apparently helps the analytics. Thanks. Thanks. Thanks for doing that. If you could consider subscribing to the Patreon's a paywall. So for $5 a month, you just get more podcasts. Free episodes on Mondays and Thursdays. Patreon episodes are pretty much every other day of the week. So $5 a month just gets you more. Are they pretty similar? Sure, it's just more. And that's why we're celebrating a live podcast, because we're going to be having the 1,000th episode of the Patreon. That's a lot of fucking Patreons. So for $5 a month, you can go back and listen to as many podcasts as you would like. So there we go. Please do that. And then do these seven things. If you're on Facebook, check out the Sunday Slaw. That's Adam and Stephanie House. I believe they're going to be coming to the live podcast, and we're going to be doing a coleslaw taste test, I think. But they like to eat coleslaw, a ton of it, and they Facebook live video themselves eating it, and then they tell you if the shit's good or not. So check it out, the Sunday Slaw on Facebook. And then they also have a podcast they do. It's called the Forced Entry Podcast, and it's a very relatable podcast. It's about marriage and being a parent and their jobs and things of that nature. Everything that you do and I do, we all do, and they talk about it. So check it out every Tuesday on Spotify. Check it out, the Forced Entry Podcast. West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. It's a place where you can buy cards, trade cards, sell cards, show off cards, whatever. You don't need to live in West Michigan. We just call it that. The only thing you got to do is just answer the four questions, because it's a group and not a page. And then you're in. And then you can do all those things that I said. So if you're into sports cards, West Michigan Trading Cards and Sports Memorabilia. Extra Levels Gaming is a video game store in Holt, Michigan. And they sell old games and new games. Games for any kind of system. So if you are a gamer or know a gamer, it's a great place for you to go check out. It's also a small store. It's not a big-time store. So if you want to help out the little man, fuck the big man, help out the little man, then it's a place where you can go do it. So check him out, Extra Levels Gaming on Facebook. And then Magic JBM is a place where my buddy John Midgley posts things for his Magic. You like Magic? He loves Magic. So if you like Magic, and you should, go check out his page, Magic JBM. Then on Instagram, check out Bear Boards and Tables, Bear Like a Grizzly, Bear Boards and Tables. My buddy Mark makes a lot of cool things out of wood, and as I said, he is donating some stuff to our podcast, to the podcast. So go check it out on Instagram, Bear Like a Grizzly, Bear Boards and Tables. You'll find a link to his Macari store. Go buy something for Mark, please. And last but not least, Matt Harbor Art. Matt's going to be at the podcast, but he doesn't have anything for sale right now, but he does produce a comedy show that is happening on May 4th at the Waldorf in Hastings, Michigan. The comedians are going to be Michael Jeter and Tim Locke, so I definitely think you guys are going to want to check out that show. Again, May 4th, Hastings, Michigan at the Waldorf. Matt Harper, our TikTok and Instagram. So that's it, everybody. I'm done. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for putting up with this horse shit. I will be back tomorrow for a Patreon, or I will see you guys on Thursday for the next freebie. You guys are great. I love you. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you later. Have a good day. Okay, bye.